As Bill said, Linda and I have a tremendous little girl, some 22 months old. I want to have a vital part in ensuring that when Beth is our age, that she will have the tremendous privilege of hearing the Stephen Alfords and the Joanne Sheltons of her day. But that opportunity will be made possible by what you and I do today and what we continue to do in the days following this conference. No one or two individuals can do it. Not even a few dozens of people can do it. We must work diligently and constantly. I believe that if we are to ensure this, we must give our youth who are committed to the gospel the opportunity of sharing that gospel wherever they may go. I'm committed to working to the opportunity of sharing Christ through our young people all across this state. I believe that we can trust our youth with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Furthermore, I do not believe, however, that that trust is based upon method. And by that I mean we cannot say that our trust depends on whether he does it or she does it like I do it, but the fact that they do it. And so I hope that in these coming weeks and months, you will join me in the opportunities to give our youth an opportunity to share Christ. Yes, just like the rest of us, they may make some mistakes, but we have a vital role, a vital opportunity in helping them to share Christ. One of the greatest ways that we can do this is through our summer youth evangelism teams. The results of these teams could take much of our time today. Following the brief remarks that I shall make, you shall hear from two of your pastors who have experienced these teams in their respective churches. These teams, made up of three individuals each, will be working in our churches, depending upon your help and your cooperation, from June 11 through August 11. We hope to field as many teams as are needed, but that depends also upon you. These teams will arrive on the respective church fields on the Friday of each week. They will spend Friday and Saturday in talking with the pastor and youth committees as to more specific needs of the church. They will spend Saturday in fellowship and various other recreational opportunities with the youth and others of the particular churches. Then beginning on Sunday morning and concluding with five services following that, they will be sharing the gospel as Christ means so much to them. There will be an individual bringing the message in each service. There will be one who will be the accompanist. There will be a music director and a soloist. A tremendous team made up of these three persons. I might add at this point that we're having a good response of our young men. I think we have some of the finest talent based upon the applications received that we could possibly receive. But I need your help because we need some bright young ladies to brighten up these fellows that we have. And so we need your help. If you have young Christian ladies who would desire a ministry in our state this summer, please encourage them to contact me immediately. During the afternoons of the week, that is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, these individuals will be engaged in witness, learning, and activities, sharing Christ with the youth of your church, telling them how to share Christ, and then going with them into the homes, to the parks, wherever youth are found, to share the good news of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, our youth can go places and speak the gospel in words that you and I cannot do. This is no fault in our part. It is a matter of reaching people where they are, and they'll listen. But you and I must give them the opportunity. At the conclusion of this service this morning, I will await you here at the front of the auditorium, trusting that many of you, as pastors of churches, will come and take for yourselves an application for one of these summer youth evangelism teams. This is vital to the future. And I hope you will join me here at the front in receiving these applications. Also, I will have some student applications if you have prospective students, and you may receive one of these applications as well. And now, just before Bob Gray comes, I want to say again, I believe youth can be trusted with the gospel, but we must give them an opportunity if they are to someday assume the roles that God has on this date entrusted to you and me. Thank you, Bob. You come, and following Bob Gray, Gary Thompson will share with us.
When one buys a pig in a poke, he certainly hopes that when he opens the bag, he has more than a squeal inside. As he looks in that bag, he hopes that he finds a healthy animal, one that will fatten and grow, and one that will bring him a profit on his investment. 2 years ago, when we signed up for a summer youth evangelism team, we were signing up for 3 pigs in a poke. We had a little idea of what to expect, but we knew full well that if the success or the failure of that week's experience rested completely upon that youth team. We didn't know what they would look like, how they would talk, and really how they would act. And so we awaited eagerly and anxiously our 3 pigs in a poke. It didn't take us long to discover when they arrived in Edenton that we had a healthy team. They had been well trained and prepared for their week. They knew what they wanted to do. They had their program lined out. And they began immediately to share with our young people and the leadership within our church. Secondly, we discovered that our team was a growing or developing team. They had already been in several churches. And they had discovered in their activities in these other churches that some of the things that looked real well on paper just didn't work when you tried to apply them. And so they had changed some of these things. And they began to talk with us about these changes. I doubt if I'm any different than any other pastor. When they began to speak to me about some changes, I began to have some questions. I wondered if they were trying to get out of something, if they were trying to find some shortcuts. But I soon discovered that they knew what they were talking about. And before the week was out, I discovered that the changes were for the better. We had a healthy, growing team, one that was continuing to learn even while they were involved in the program. Well, we had a healthy team. We had a growing team. But there still were those questions about the profit on our investment. What were we going to get out of it? Well, our profits came in several forms. First of all, our young people became involved in the studying of the wind materials and the scriptures. And they began to learn some Bible verses and to take these verses to heart. Secondly, our young people were involved in the visiting of other young people in our community. It does something to a pastor and to the members of the church when they hear their young people call the names of other young people who are not Christians, and they pray for them. Along about Monday or Tuesday night, they come to you and they say, so-and-so was here tonight, but he didn't make a decision. We're praying that he's going to tomorrow. Our investment was beginning to pay off. Our investment also paid off in the form of decisions that were being made during those days, both by our young people who were already committed in their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, as they made decisions of recommitment. But then it paid off in those decisions that were made that were first-time decisions, as young people came to know Jesus Christ. And what a joy this gave to not only these young people who were involved in it, but at our church, our adults as well. In the last place, our investment has continued to pay off. We didn't get just 1 or 2 payments, but some of the young people who were involved in that with that youth evangelism team 2 years ago are still using the things that they learned that week to share their faith with other young people today. Just this past week, One of the young people that was involved in this came to me and said, I knew that so-and-so was going to come and make her profession of faith today. I had talked with that person. And I know that another one is coming. And this young person said to me, I've talked with her. She wants to talk with you. She's just timid. She just needs some encouragement. I represent one church who is very thankful that we had a summer youth evangelism team in our church. I hope that you'll sign up for one today.
Three years ago, our church was in the process of seeking out a minister of youth. And we knew that the individual to whom we were talking would not be able to come to our church until the fall of the year. So our youth council met, our sponsors met, and they began to plan some activities for the summer. And our God is a God that works in a unique and strange way. For quite frankly, when we planned for the summer youth evangelistic team to come to the First Baptist Church in Washington, little did we realize what all would happen. As Bob has said here this morning, it's a unique experience when God begins to move among young people. And for the first time in our church, the church parlor, the ladies' parlor was turned over to our young people. And they came in jeans and were on the floor with their Bibles open. And they were learning to use materials that they did not even know that existed. Now, this is what we had hoped for, and this is what we had prayed for. But you know, there was another aspect that I think that we had not planned on, and it was here that God took over. And it was in the fact that it was the adults who really were touched. You see, in our church, there had developed among so many of our adults the idea 3 years ago and years preceding that, that young people really didn't have too much to contribute. But yet, as they came and as they entered into the life of this week with our young people, they discovered that these young people were committed young people, that they were young people who had something to say and something to give. And as a result of that, our church grew. We grew spiritually. Today, our budgeted item for youth activities is four times what it was before the youth team came. We not only purchased one bus, but we were able to purchase two buses. And on the 15th of March, we will get our third bus. All as a result of the spark that was created that came from this youth evangelistic team. Baptist colleges were represented. In the area in which I pastor, you were out of place unless you were a graduate of one of the big four. But Campbell and Gardner Webb, Jawan, our Baptist schools came, and our people began to say, is this a product of our Baptist institutions? And as a result of this, our people became aware of the Father's Day offering, I believe it is, and Student Day at Christmas and other items such as this. And today we have men of our church who are giving scholarships to young men of our church in order that they might go to a Baptist college and be exposed to the teachings and the influence of those universities and those colleges that are ours. And you know, when it was all over with, when the team left, and it came that time again for us to begin our calendar and our planning for the next year, it was the adults who asked, can we have a youth evangelistic team again? And so we have had the experience 2 years, two out of the last 3 years, of having a youth evangelistic team in our church. And we are the ones who are richer for it. We still communicate with two of the six young people. We have followed their progress. We have shared in their wedding experience. It's been a family experience. And I rejoice this morning that I have the opportunity to commend and to recommend the youth evangelistic teams of our state evangelistic department.